Brandela.
Hi, Brandy.
Mama, what's going on?
Yeah. No, I don't think he's on. I just got on, but I don't hear anything.
12 o'clock, and he hadn't, I was on, and then I just saw that. And now you're here. Yay! You think he's asleep?
I don't know.
You and I are the only two on here. Tonight he was going to talk on the show off.
Yeah, I don't know.
Got mail. Hello?
He hasn't come on yet.
Oh, he hasn't? I guess he must be busy with the baby.
Is that him coughing?
I don't know. He does have a bit of a cough. Not always. He's coughing home.
No, I think that was my little dog barking in the next room.
Oh, okay.
What?
She thinks it's her dog barking in the next room that we're here. It's not him coughing.
Oh. Were you here right at 10 o'clock?
No, I got on. It was 12:15. Well, here it's 12:15. It's 12:19 now.
So did you get on right at the... You didn't get on right away at the...
No, I had set my clock, and it rang, and it was 10 to 12, and then I guess I must have dozed, and so I hurried up in here and called, and there was nobody, so then I heard Brandy come on, so.
Are you in the East?
I'm in Louisiana, which is, southern.
Oh. Oh, I think we talked a couple of days ago, last week maybe.
Yeah, we did.
Anybody else on board?
I think Brandy. Brandy, are you still there?
Still here.
Okay.
Anybody call him? Did anybody call him?
I don't think so. Do you want to try calling?
Yeah, maybe someone ought to call him. He did say that, didn't he?
Yep. He never did come on last week.
Unless he was on right on the button and nobody was there, so he went away. I don't know.
No, because I was like, I came on a few minutes before his time to come on.
All right.
It said zero callers. and wait for the second. So now
okay,
we have
so you were on right at that time.
You want to call
okay,
him, Randy?
I'll call him.
Okay.
But you stay on board till I get back because I didn't
use
the same phone.
Okay, because I don't have a cell phone. I'm on a other con. So.
Okay. Just stay on board till I get back.
Okay, thanks. Yes, we're still on.
Oh, okay. He's here.
Okay.
I am here. Good evening. I apologize for being delayed. And I thank Bernice for calling me.
Hello there.
I'm sorry?
I just said hello.
How are you?
Mm-hmm.
I instructed my students to call me, to call me in case I'm not on a scheduled call. And you've done right. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
We are reading from the Zohar, from the Parsha of Shlach Lecha, section 7. Before the world was created, how could it be written and died? Verse 42. ויהי נועם אדוני אלוהינו עלינו מעשה ידינו כבני עלינו מעשה ידינו כבניהו. רבי יהודה חווה עזים ביחה וחדה רבי אבא שאל ואמר מילה חד בעינה ושאלה כיוון וידע קודשה בריחו וזמין ברנש ומחתי קמי ומגזר עלי מיטה עמי ברא לדעה אולייתה חפתי אלפים שנים עד לעברי עלמה אותי באה באולייתה אדם כי ימות ואוהל איש כי ימות וימת Wayahi Beloni Wayama Makala A Kudshabarifu Libarnash Behai Alma Viafilu Ishtadal Violeta Yemama Valeria Yemut Vi La Ishtadal Violeta Yemut Kola Behad Arha Bar Parishuta Yahu Alma Kidaa Tatu Yehuta. Rabbi Yehuda was walking along the way with Rabbi Abba. He said to him, I wish to ask you one thing. Since the Holy One, blessed be He, was aware that Adam was going to commit sin in His presence, and that He would sentence him to death, why did He create him? Didn't the Torah exist 2,000 years prior to the creation of the world, meaning before the sin of Adam? And in the Torah it is written, when a man dies in a tent, if a man die and died, and such lived and died, what did the Holy One, blessed be He, want from man in this world? If man studies the Torah day and night, he will die. And if he does not study Torah, he will die. The same course applies to all, except that the sinner is removed from the world that is coming. However, in this world, all are equal. As it is written, as is the good, so is the sinner. That's an overwhelming verse, isn't it?
It is. It's kind of confusing, too.
Well, let's see if we can unconfuse.
It's almost like they went both directions.
Say again?
I say it's almost like saying, which way did he go? And somebody says he went that way, and the other one says he went that way, and they're both different directions.
Well, let's see if we can unconfuse it. The Zohar is asking a question. It's saying the Torah existed before creation. This is part of the Midrash. And we also know that the Torah, in addition to existing before creation, the Torah was the blueprint for the creation. So if the Torah said somebody, so-and-so died, or so-and-so lived and died, the question that's being asked is, why create man? There doesn't seem to be any difference in this world with what he does. If he studies Torah, he dies. If he doesn't study Torah, he dies. The Torah was written before the creation. The Torah is the blueprint of the creation, meaning that the creation follows the Torah. So if the Torah says he died, then he has to die. It's not making any sense to me, which is what Bernice is saying. It seems confusing. But it really isn't a confusing verse. It's asking a simple question. Why was man created? Verse 43. Amar le'orcho de'malach v'gazre de'malach malach Nami Rach Babu Madi Lach Mishu Laminda Ulis Dachla Shayu Ud Tiglath Lach Rishu Laminda Yitival Titen Esti Lechati Et Vesarem Lecha Leorko Lekucha Beretu Vesitrin Benin Ilain Irusatin Beganis Leitlan Lishala Al Ihaki Aoraita Kola Satin Beganis Behahi Shema Kadisha Ila'a Pave Uman Umit Devit Asak Yoraita Kilu Ita Sak Bishme Kadisha Vei Hakilet Lan Shala Ulis Takla. He said to him, why do you need to toil in the ways of your master and the edicts of your master? Ask about that which you have permission to know and gaze at, and about that which you have no permission to know, it is written, do not let your mouth cause your flesh to sin. Since we have no right to inquire about the ways of the Holy One, blessed be He, and His mysteries, the utmost high secrets that He covered and hid. He said to him, if so, the entire Torah is concealed and hidden, since it is the most holy name. And whoever studies the Torah, it is as if he deals in his holy name. If so, we are not permitted to inquire and gaze in the Torah. This is my favorite verse, actually, in a long time. This verse is saying, how can you ask this question? Why is man created? It's not your business. He was created. Don't ask why he was created. That the Creator knows what he's doing. The religious answer. The Creator knows what he's doing. I'm not entitled to know why he did what he did. This is an answer that isn't acceptable to me. And within this verse, it says the same thing. If this is true, if I can't know what the Creator did, we can't know why he created man, then all of the Torah is concealed. I shouldn't be studying the Torah at all. God forbid. Because it's all a name of God that is concealed. It's all secrets. How can I study anything? It's really a wonderful verse. Verse 44. Alo raita kola datin begalia ushme kadisha satin maitegalia uti panistarot lashem eloheinu v'ha niglot lanu uvaneinu lanu ha-gitniglot ואית רשו ושאלה ולענה ולהסתק לה והוא נמדה בהוא אבל המסתרות לשם אלוהינו אלינו ולהית חזיין למען יכיר למנדה ולהתדבקה ויעתו Setima ufashin lemishal. He said to him, the entire Torah is both concealed and revealed. And the holy name is both concealed and revealed. As it is written, the secret things belong to Hashem our Elohim, but those things that are revealed belong to us and to our children. But those things which are revealed belong to us, meaning that we have permission to inquire and observe and gaze at them to know them. However, the secret things belong to Hashem, our Elohim. they are his, and to him they are proper. Since who could know and comprehend his concealed mind, let alone ask about it? The answer from this discussion so far is that you can know, but there are some things that you cannot know. But he's not giving us ground rules to know which we can do, we can study and which we can't, what we can ask and what we can't. He's giving us the paradox. The Torah is concealed, meaning I can't ask about it, and the Torah is revealed, meaning I can ask about it and I can understand it. This is the paradox. But what are the rules for knowing what I can study and what I can't? That hasn't been answered yet. Verse 45. Tachatilet Rishu Livne Alma Lemar Milin Satinin Uparsha Lon Bar Bitutsuna Tadisha. Rabbi Shimon Dehaku Chabarifu Istakam Al Yado Gin Idara Dilay Rishima Huleila Gatata Viad Milin Itmaru Deitkaya Al Yado Delaya He Dara Kedara Dadi Hushari Vigaway Adiate Makat Mishisa. Come and see. People are not permitted to talk about concealed matters and explain them, besides the holy luminary, Rabbi Shimon, since the Holy One, blessed be He, acceded to him, since his generation is distinguished above and below. The matters are therefore said through him openly. There will be no other generation like the generation that he resides in until the coming of the Messiah. We still don't have rules, but we do have an appreciation. Everything is revealed to Rabbi Shimon and to his generation through him. And therefore, we have the Zohar. It's been revealed to us through Rabbi Shimon. We are part of his generation because we can read his words, because we can study his words. And therefore, anything that we ask, it's appropriate to ask. But anything that he did not reveal cannot be discussed. That's the rule. If it's in the Zohar, it can be studied. If it's not in the Zohar, it's concealed, and it's something we cannot ask. The fact that it was asked here tells us that it can be asked. We didn't get the answer per se, but we did get the answer. That's the end of section 7. Would anybody like to ask a question? The next section is section 8. The Holy One, blessed be He, has three worlds. Verse 46. Aval tachasi kiti v'yivra Elohim et ha'adam b'tzalmo B'tzalem Elohim bara oto Raza demila tilat Amin it le lekucha berichu Dihu ganiz begahu Ma Kadama Ahu Ela Samira Dekola Dila Istakao Devila Itiba Debar Ihu De Ihu Ganis De Gave. Come and see, it is written. So Elohim created man in his own image. In the image of Elohim, he created him. The secret of the matter is that the Holy One, blessed be he, has three worlds in which he is concealed. The first world is the uppermost world that is concealed from all, at which we should not gaze. Nothing is known of it except that he is concealed in it. This is the world of Zeranpin of Atzilut. And here we have a blessing of Rabbi Ashlag, who explained this verse in his comment. This is the world of Zeranpin of Atzilut. The highest world is Atzilut. We know there's a world higher than that called Adam Kadmon. But Adam Kadmon for us is really almost, not quite, but as we consider it part of the Ein Sof. So that the highest world itself is Atzilut. Just as the Tetragrammaton has four letters and not five. There are four worlds and not five. The explanation, the teaching of the Kabbalists, the teaching of the Zohar, is Adam Kadmon, is that infinite point that starts the Yud. When the scribe puts the quill on the parchment and a dot is made, that is Adam Kadmon. That is the Keter. Whereas Chachma is the balance of the Yud. The Yud is the smallest letter. But still, the only thing we know about Adam Atzilut is this idea that the Creator is there, concealed in Zeranpin of Atzilut. Verse 47. Alma tehtein yana v'ihu kashir v'hahu b'leila v'dahu d'kubcha v'rifu ishtamoda mine kima v'kiv v'chu li sha'are tzedek v'hashar l'ashem Vidahu. The second world, which is tied to that world above, is the one by which the Holy One, blessed be he, is known. As it is written, open to me the gates of righteousness. And this is the gate of Hashem. And that is the world of Malchut in Atzilut, which is the gate to Zeranpin, and constitutes the second world. So we have Zeranpin of Atzilut and Malkut of Atzilut, two different worlds. What about Bina and Chachma of Atzilut? It must exist because that's the process. That's the creative process, the creative structure. But the Zohar is telling us these three worlds, that two of which we've just talked about, is what we have to discuss, what we have to dwell into. One, Zeranpin, the only thing that can be known is that the Creator exists in Zeranpin of Atzilut. But at Malchut of Atzilut, we can delve into everything. It's revealed to us. All we have to do is struggle and work and study. and that revelation will take place. Verse 48. Alma talita ahu alma tata aminahu vi ishtaka be peruda dodahu alma demalake ya e shaya vida re vi vikucha vi tu ishtaka. Devila ishtakach, ishtakach behashta, kad an le istachla, uminda le istalach, inayu vila itchaze, adkuhu sha'ale, aye mekom kevodo, baruch kevod Hashem, min komo. Dehai hu alma, dela ishtakach, bei tedira. The third world is the world below them, where division exists. That is Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya, about whom it is said, and from thence it was parted. It constitutes the world within which the highest angels dwell. And the Holy One, blessed be He, is present yet, and not so present in it. Now He seems in it, yet when one wishes to observe and to know Him, He disappears from them, and is not visible until all ask, where is the place of His glory? Blessed be the glory of Hashem from His place. And that is the realm where He is not always present. We have three worlds, and now we have six worlds. How do we understand that? It's really very beautifully expressed in this verse. In this story of creation, it talks about the Garden of Eden and the river that goes out of Eden and splits into four rivers. And that verse that talks about splitting into the four rivers, it's explaining to us that because it creates separation, those three worlds are not three worlds. They're one world. Asiya, the world of action. Yetzira, the world of formation. Bria, the world of creation. Those three worlds are one. They are different. They are lower than. They are less than the world of Malchut, of Atzilut, which is the revealed portion of the Creator. And they're different than Zeron Pinovitz, Atzilut, which is the concealed portion of the Creator. But these three worlds, which are really one world, the Creator is there and He's not there. What was just described in that verse is the theory of uncertainty, the Heisenberg principle of uncertainty. You cannot measure the location of an electron. At the same time, you know its speed. You can know its speed, but you can't know its location. You can know its location, but you cannot know its speed. This is the uncertainty principle. And that's what's expressed in our three worlds, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. In these three worlds, the Creator is there and He's not there. Meaning to us, from our perspective, I can look for Him, I can sense Him, I can see Him sometimes. But that flash doesn't last. That's what the verse is telling us. It's really very beautiful how it's presented. 49. Egav nada betzelem Elohim asa et adam hibein itle hilat almin almad kadma'a hay almad ikwe almad ufiwida ubernash ishtakah beila ishtakah tad ba'am leistatla be istalak minayu vila itaze. In the same manner, for in the image of Elohim made he man, then he has the three realms. The first realm is that world that is referred to as the world of division, meaning this world. The man is existent and not existent in it. Since when you wish to look at him, he departs from there and is no longer visible. This verse is a little esoteric. This verse is saying, remember, Hashem has three worlds. So from his perspective, the three worlds are one. The three worlds of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiyah are one. But from our perspective, they're separated. There's three. And just as Hashem has three worlds, man has three worlds. We can sense Malchut of Atzilut, because the Zohar said that. But in essence, we can't, because only those lower three worlds can we connect to specifically. But we can sense Malchut of Atzilut. We just can't be there. Not yet. Verse 50. Alma Tanyana Alma Dihu Bashir Behahu Alma Ila Avidahu Gimorayan Bibiara Vidahu Kashir Yama Akhara Ila Umehai It Yada Ishtamoda Alma Akhara. The second world is the realm that is connected to the highest realm. That is the terrestrial Garden of Eden, which is tied to another higher world. And from that realm, another world is known and conceived. The terrestrial Garden of Eden, the world of Yetzirah, tied to the world of Briah, tied to Malchut of Atzilut. Verse 51. Alma telita'a, alma ila'a, temira ganiz, disatin, delate man de yeda, le kima, dikti vayin lo ra'ata, Elohim zulacha, ya'ase leim cheka, leim chake, lo vikola kegavna, Ila adikti betzelem Elohim asa et adam. The third world is the higher world that is concealed, hidden in secret. There is nobody that knows it, as it is written. Neither has the eye seen that Elohim beside you. Should do such a thing for him that waits for him. All is similar to the above. As it is written, for in the image of Elohim made he man. The image of Elohim, Tzelem Elohim, man is made. What does that mean? It's not that he is, that God is physical. God forbid. So what does it mean to be the image of God? This is what verse is explaining it right there. There's these three worlds. If you're looking down on those three worlds from the perspective of Hashem, you see Zeranpin of Atzilut, you see Malchut of Atzilut, and you see one world which we call Bria Yetira Asiya. If you're looking up from the image of man, from the way man perceives things, there's the same three worlds, except instead of calling them Zeranpin of Atzilut, they're calling it Bria. It's different by name. The name is different, therefore it is different. But it's as below, so above. As above, so below. This is the pattern of creation. This threesome, this three levels. Verse 52. Aodakitiv banim atem lashem Elohechem v'gomer Kimadi uknuha v'ilein inun v'tzelem Elohim v'ilein Yartin yiruta ila'a kegav na'adile v'yad azhar v'yolaita La tit god du filotash simu karha deha la itavid deha shukiah bealmin tavin ilain biakirin lehebon adan kad istalak sadika mehai alma. Since they merit the three worlds, about this it is written, you are children of Hashem, your Elohim. As we have explained, these are in the image of Elohim, and these merit the highest legacy, similar to his, that is, the three worlds. Therefore, it was warned in the Torah that you shall not gash yourselves, nor make any baldness between your eyes for the dead. Since one is not lost after his death, and he exists in good realms, supernal and precious, and they should be in a state of happiness when a righteous one departs from this world. This verse is saying the word dead that's written in the Torah, that was the original question that was asked, why create man if he's going to die? He doesn't die. His soul lives forever. His soul lives in these other two worlds. His soul is unique and special, just as the Creator is. Never be sad that someone passed away. It's hard not to be sad because we feel such a lack. My dad passed when I was 16. It was devastating. I wasn't even aware of myself for a year and a half until I graduated from high school and went to college. Then I woke up. But ultimately, I had the lack. My father was in a better place. This is the worst of all worlds, as we are taught. Why is it worse than Gehinnom? Why is it worse than hell? Because in hell you have the knowledge of why you have the pain. In this world, we don't know why we have the pain. I have a general rule of why I have the pain. because I did something wrong. Can I truly know why I caused what I did that caused the pain? Ultimately, we have tools from the Kabbalah to find out why we have the pain, so that we can do teshuvah. But that's the gift and the merit of studying Kabbalah, to use the tools to find this information out. But ultimately, generally, specifically, we only know the general idea. We control our lives. We live. Whatever happens is for the best, and whatever happens is caused by us. It's a great truth. And unfortunately, many people believe their senses and can't accept the statement as truth. Verse 53. V'tachatzi ilmaleila kavadam la yidam ta'ama dimota b'chai alma v'zinna v'ayil v'alma acharanina v'albegin v'chal ta'am ta'ama Demota adla yeu, yeu nashu the it pashat, ruchamachai kufadi ashar, le de chai alma, the ruchai stachia bin har dinur, the kabbalah on sha, uvatar ala, legia divara. Is dana le mana akala dinho dinho rakhai partsufa de gufa de hai alma mamash de lavash vit takam de vitaman hu madara dileta dir vit kishar parish Yarche the Shabbate, the Nishmita, the Salik, the Itatar, the Elaha, he dictil, the Hayami de Chodesh, the Chacho, the Gomer. Come and see, if Adam would not have sinned, he would not have tasted the taste of death in this world during his passing into the other realms. However, due to his sinning, he doesn't taste the taste of death prior to entering into these realms. The spirit gets divested from this body and leaves it in this world. The Ruach is cleansed in the Dinur River, the river of fire, to receive its punishment, and then enters into the terrestrial Garden of Eden, another vessel of light that is precisely similar to the form of the body, which it previously had on this world, is ready for it. It vests and prepares itself in it, and there in the Garden of Eden is its permanent residence. On the first of each month and on Shabbat, the Ruach connects to the Neshama and ascends to be crowned very high, in the most high Garden of Eden. This is what is written, and it shall come to pass that every new moon. This verse in the Zohar is describing what happens after death. The body stays in this world, gets put into the ground. It doesn't decompose if it's righteous. If it's learned its lessons, it doesn't decompose. It sits in that ground waiting for the resurrection. The soul moves on to the lower Garden of Eden. Why is it called the lower Garden of Eden? It's there on Pim. It's the world of Yetzirah. The higher Garden of Eden is the world of Riyah. What happens on Shabbat? Everything grows, moves upwards. Our physical world moves up to the spiritual world. That spiritual world moves up to the level of Riyah. The unification is on all three levels, just as if we were looking down on the three worlds from God's perspective. That's what happens on Shabbat. That's what happens when somebody dies. It's a permanent Shabbat. What a gift this verse in the Torah is to us, to understand death as a permanent Shabbat. Verse 54. Midei chodesh b'chadsho amai el arazad milah begin chad zutei b'sich hara de'it atra le'an hara min shimsha v'ha'u zina v'kein midei shabbat v'shabbato midei shabbat Da sichara b'shabbato, da shimsha din chora, adya la min haman, v'yalda kola chad mila, v'da hu b'rila d'mila. Bar l'chaya v'aya, niktiv behu, mita l'kulhu almin, Karat b'kulhu armin v'ish tachyan Nikola kadla ayile v'tshuva amar Rabbi Yehuda v'rich rachamana v'sha ilna v'ra rachna milin ilein v'kaina alaehu. That every new moon, he inquires very specifically on the first of the month. He responds, the secret of the matter is due to the renewal of the moon that is adorned to illuminate from the sun at that time. Meaning that then is the time of the supernal union of Zeranpin and the nukva called sun and moon. Similarly, on every Shabbat, every is the moon, which is Malchut, and Shabbat is the sun, which is Zeranpin, since the light comes to her from him, and therefore it is all the same thing, that the first of the month and the Shabbat are indicative of the same, that it is the time of the union of Zeranpin and Malchut. However, there is a degree of difference in the elevation, that on the new moon, they are in the level of Israel Saba and Tevunah, and on the Shabbat, in the level of Abba and Ima. That is the clear definition of this matter, except for the sinners who are sentenced to death in all the realms, which means being cut off from all the realms and losing all if they have not come to repentance. Rabbi Yehuda said, blessed is the All-Merciful that I asked and gained these and came to understand these meanings. My grandson is crying. He's going to be needing fed, so I'm going to read the last verse of this section in English only. It's verse 55. Rabbi Shimon said, from this portion, I have learned the secret meaning of wisdom, from which are derived lofty and precious secrets. Come and see that the Holy One, blessed be He, praises the Torah and says, go in my path and labor in my service, and I will bring you to good worlds and higher realms. To those people who do not know or have no faith and do not look, the Holy One, blessed be He, says, go seek out and look at that better world, that supernal and exquisite realm. They reply, how could we possibly do that, and how could we know all this? again, this last verse is talking about the next section leading into it. But it's telling you, go seek out and look at that better world. You can go there now. That's what meditation allows you to do. Go inside yourself in order to expand out. Go find what the next world looks like. The world that is coming, it's already here if you want it. In the earlier verse that I didn't explain, it's talking about ideas of parts of theme. It's a difficult concept, and it would take too long for me to explain at this time, but it's part of the classes that I teach what those parts of theme are all about. Tevunah, and Israel Saba. These terms that Rabbi Ashlag mentions as part of the process of understanding. Every Shabbat something happens. And this verse explains that the word every is a code word for Malchut. It's a code word for the moon. And that Shabbat is a code word for the sun. There's always light and vessel. There's always unity. You just have to look for it. Yes, it doesn't appear with your physical senses. It never will. But they are the illusion for you. Throw them away. Recognize that this is the truth. There is always unity. Look for it. You will find it. Consciousness prevails. If you look for it, you will find it. You have to look for it. Does anybody have any questions? I wish you all a beautiful Shabbat Shalom and have a beautiful week. Truly enjoy it. Most of you will get the text for the energy services starting tomorrow night. Shalom to all of you.
Shalom. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.